Farm. He joins us now. D.A. King, thanks for your time this morning.
Always a pleasure, Jim. Thank you very much, sir.
Let's get past this. There will be those who say D.A. King's main objection is that this fellow Dax Lopez has a Z at the end of his last name.
And that is not only insulting, but absurd. Normally, I send people like that to speak to the Hispanic and black members of the Dustin Inman Society Board of Advisors.
Yeah, Dustin Inman Society, by the way, because we don't mention this as often as we probably should. Dustin Inman, a teenager, I think he was 16, was killed in an automobile accident. I think it involved, if not a drunk driver, certainly a driver who was driving recklessly, and, oh, by the way, a driver who was in the country illegally.
Dustin Inman was killed at age 16 on Father's Day weekend, the year 2000, sitting in the back of the family car, stopped at a light at LJ, Georgia. They were on their way to go for a fishing weekend for Father's Day weekend. It killed Dustin. It killed the family dog. It put both of his parents, Billy and Kathy Inman, in comas. Kathy has spent and will spend the rest of her life in a wheelchair and in seriously deteriorating health as a direct result of the fact that our borders are not secured and someone gave this illegal alien a job in the state of North Carolina, gave him a legitimate driver's license.
All right. And I don't know where you were before, but certainly since you have been on the campaign or on the warpath about illegal immigration in Georgia. Not immigration, as some of your critics will say, illegal immigration, which brings us to the point this morning about this judge, Dax Lopez. I pretty much know basically what I just said. He's on a state court bench in DeKalb County, nominated for a federal judgeship. You are in opposition to that nomination. Why?
I am, Tim. And very quickly, you're always very kind to point out the illegal part of that. But to expand that, it's not that I support all legal immigration. For example, if we pass a law saying that we have open borders, that would be legally open borders. We support sustainable, reasonable, legal levels of immigration. Personally, I think a million a year that we're doing now is too many. But I'm always grateful for your qualification. On Dax Lopez, represents yet another Obama-appointed activist judge. And if anyone doubts that, they have only to recognize that he served on the board of directors of an organization called Galeo for 11 years.
Now, Georgia Association of Latino Elected Officials, Jerry Gonzalez, another frequent guest and friend of the program, heads that organization.
During that time, Galeo, and we don't have time for all of the bullet points, but during that time, Galeo has lobbied against any enforcement of our immigration laws, marched in the streets of Atlanta, opposing immigration enforcement. They have joined with the ACLU in a federal lawsuit to overturn existing state law aimed at protecting jobs, benefits, and services. They oppose voter ID. They have organized rallies and transported people from Atlanta to Washington. I mean, I could go on and on, but I am of the opinion, as are many Georgians, that we have enough Obama-appointed activist judges.
All right, but he won two elections, and he's going to be in office for another, 16, 17 months? So that kind of goes with the territory. He's going to make these nominations. Is your concern, I gather, I mean, you've outlined the supposed sins of Galeo, the Georgia Association of Latino Elected Officials. Okay, he serves on that board of directors. What, in your estimation, does that tell us about his judicial qualifications or perhaps the lack thereof?
Well, it certainly points to the fact that he is willing to fight and overturn laws for which he does not agree. He has made it public. When asked, why do you support and assist Galeo in raising funds? And the answer in public has been, because I support their mission. Galeo's mission, while it's stated differently on their website, is to deter enforcement of our immigration laws. Come on, most of us would think, conservatives would think, that opposing voter ID outside of the immediate topic of immigration would be enough to turn someone's head.
I could argue, and I don't know that he's argued this, perhaps he would, but I could argue from any number of perspectives, I could say, listen, I have, as do all thinking human beings. I have a set of ideas and ideals and principles, and I have a political viewpoint. Might be a conservative viewpoint or might be a liberal viewpoint. I could set that aside, though, as a judge and do what judges are supposed to do, which is look at facts and interpret laws. I can do that as objectively as humanly possible. If I'm Dax Lopez, that's what I'm saying.
And that is the argument, and the sides are being chosen. The quote-unquote establishment Republicans are certainly in the wagons because Dax Lopez has claimed to be a Republican. I'm not a member of any political party, and it makes little difference to me. But I do want to point to the fact that this is the second nomination for the Northern District of Georgia federal judge seat that we're talking about. The first one was a Democrat.
Michael Boggs?
It was Michael Boggs, and Judge Michael Boggs. And Michael Boggs was defeated by the Democrats as a Democrat for being too conservative on right to life, Confederate flag.
Yeah, it was David Scott and John Lewis and those folks who basically shouted him down.
Okay, so here's my point. And going back to your argument, which I don't quibble with, the point from the Democrats was that we're not going to trust one of our own to interpret the law as written and with the intent. But we want him out. And the Democrats removed a Democrat nominee from the Obama administration from consideration for a judge. And I am hopeful that both or one of our U.S. senators will simply say this is an unacceptable nomination. We need to keep looking. And that will end the process.
I think, has not Johnny Isaacson already voiced support? I may be misremembering it, but hasn't Senator Isaacson already supported this guy?
No, sir.
He has not.
That's
okay.
Very important, and I'm glad you brought that up. There are people from whom Johnny Isaacson takes advice who have made it seem that the senator has spoken out on this. He has not, and his office has made that clear.
Right. And you have spoken with folks from David Perdue's office. Do we know where he might be on this?
I met with, and I'm very grateful to the senator for providing the time, met with the senior counsel for Senator Perdue to the Judiciary Committee, of which he is a member, and in which this nomination would go for confirmation if it gets that far, and we hope it doesn't. But it was made clear to me that the senator has not even met with the candidate and does not yet have a position.
Change of subject very quickly. D.A. King with us for another couple of minutes here. Presidential race. Donald Trump is out there saying a lot of things that I'm sure D.A. King would say and agree with. Is he your guy, or have you made a decision on that yet?
I have not picked a candidate. I am forever grateful, no matter what happens, to Donald Trump for making immigration, if not the one of the issues for the presidential election in 2016. If Jeb Bush were out front, as everybody thought would happen, you wouldn't be reading or hearing about immigration very much. The United States of America takes in 1 million immigrants a year, and we cannot, well, I think that number is too high, we cannot honor that tradition of immigration if we do not enforce our immigration laws.
And by the way, quickly, what should we do with these Syrian refugees who, I gather we are told in any case, in some numbers, tens of thousands perhaps, are going to be showing up soon?
We should recognize that a large part, if not most of them, are not Syrian. The federal government is telling us that they cannot vet these people because we don't know who they are. This should be stopped in its tracks. This is madness. And if anybody doubts that it's madness, they should need to only look to Germany, where people are rioting and throwing urine at nurses in hospitals. It is not widely reported by the American press, but it is the absolute craziness.
D.A. King, we'll talk again soon. Thanks for your time this morning.
Always a pleasure, Jim.